This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Mary Louise Kelly. When oil began gushing into the Gulf, BP's chief executive Tony Hayward was thrust into the spotlight, and ever since he's been criticized for saying many of the wrong things. Instead of reassuring the public, Hayward has invited outrage with some of his off-the-cuff remarks and his evasive congressional testimony.
Still, oil analysts point out that before the blowout, it was Hayward who helped make BP a favorite among investors. Holly Pattenden is head analyst for the oil and gas industry at the risk consulting firm Business Monitor International. She joined us from London to discuss Tony Hayward's performance and his future. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start with a little background. Why was Tony Hayward chosen to run BP, and what was his reputation before the spill?
He had a reputation as being a very competent leader of the exploration and production division of BP, which is the more glamorous side of the business, and he'd been groomed for a long time by John Brown, the previous chief exec, as his chosen successor. He was seen as a safe pair of hands and a competent executive.
I believe he was seen as a person who could bring BP's reputation back from a couple of other big accidents.
Yes, certainly the accidents that occurred under John Brown's leadership, most notably the Texas City refinery accident in 2005 that killed 15 workers, that really damaged BP's reputation. Although John Brown left on an unrelated matter, it was seen that Tony Hayward could build BP's reputation back up and address some of those safety concerns that had led to the accident in the first place.
So what about this public relations disaster? Is it enough to actually mean that Tony Hayward could be replaced, as some people are talking about now?
I think, yes, it is enough. Tony Hayward has successively made a series of gaffes, including saying that he wanted his life back on the television, saying that the spill was just a drop in the ocean. He's just generally not got the PR skills that the CEO of this kind of company needs. I think also the political movement is building in the US to try and get him out of office and put in a replacement who's got a lot more tact and a lot more diplomacy skills.
So you say building, but I mean, could that come tomorrow because of what's transpired in recent weeks, or is he too important to the company to get the axe right now?
I really don't think he'll be sacked in the immediate future. I think it will probably wait until the leak has been plugged. Right now, it would look foolish to remove the CEO while such a massive endeavor is still being undertaken.
Does he have backers? I mean, does he have any strength at all?
Yes, I mean, the board of BP has issued quite a few statements saying that they still have full trust in Tony Hayward and they still think that he's competent enough to manage the company. But then I think that's really just a holding strategy until they manage to fix the leak.
Firing a CEO can have a big downside for a company. What might be the downside for BP in letting Tony Hayward go?
Well, I think it's hard to see how much more damage can be done to BP than has already been done. And in many ways, I think removing Tony Hayward would actually boost the value of BP in investors' eyes. Actually, I think in many ways it would be a positive thing for BP and the way it's viewed in the market.
When and if Tony Hayward is in fact let go, where would his successor come from? Who might that person be?
The major oil companies almost always hire from within the company, usually people who've worked for the company for their entire life. So from that basis, there are various internal candidates that may well replace Tony Hayward, the most well-known of which is Bob Dudley, who's a Mississippi native who's been given responsibility for dealing with the aftermath of the oil spill. He's taken over that role from Tony Hayward. And certainly his diplomatic skills are very much respected. He's seen as the sort of Secretary of State for BP, effectively. There are another couple of internal candidates, the head of the Exploration and Production Division and the head of the Refining and Marketing Division, both of whom were candidates originally to succeed Lord Brown, but were beaten by Tony Hayward. So those also both have quite a strong chance.
Holly Pattenden analyzes the oil and gas industry for the risk analysis firm Business Monitor International, and she spoke to us from London.